White Way Radio Program. 5, 4, 3, 2. Aloha kakayaka. Good morning, White Way Radio Program listeners. Ohayou gozaimasu. The time of year of Obon has come, and it's my turn to share my Dharma ramblings with you today. I hope all of you had a chance to Bon dance at Mo'ili Summer Fest the other week, or maybe tonight you can come down to Jikoen Honganji, where I might be working the food booth. Sorry, no free samples. But please take this season of Obon to do what I call your three R's. The three R's are remember, reflect, and rededicate. First, remember your family and friends that have passed, whether they've passed in the past year or maybe throughout your lifetime, for our loved ones have given us so much in life to be thankful for. Second, let's reflect or think about how we still live in a relationship with those who have passed. Why do thousands of people of all faiths attend lantern floating every year, or go to temples for memorial services, visit the family ohaka or graveside, or dance with joy every week at different temples throughout our islands? We strengthen our ties or memories or relationships with those who have passed. The third R is to rededicate. Let's rededicate ourselves to be thankful for the things that are being done for us in the past, present, and that will be done in the future. Japanese, we call this okage-sama de. To rededicate ourselves as Buddhists, to live the teachings daily, embraced by Amida's wisdom and compassion. This is my 3 hours of Obon. For Obon, for me, is not about death, but Obon is about life. Living each day, each unrepeatable moment, in joy and gratitude, embraced by the love, compassion, and wisdom of our family and friends, all who have gone to the Pure Land. I want to share a story, a Buddhist story, that you can find on the internet, or actually which I found on the internet, which represents my thoughts for you today. Now, this story comes from ancient India, where, according to their social systems, it was possible for a man to have several wives. And I hear that during the Heian period, about 1,000 years ago, it was not unusual for a woman to have several husbands. And so this story is said in one of the Agama Sutras, part of the Buddha's early sermons, and it's called The King Who Had 4 Wives. In ancient India, a king had become ill and was about to die. At the end of his life, he felt very lonely, and so he asked his first wife, to accompany him to the other world. My dear wife, he said, I loved you day and night. I took care of you throughout my whole life. And now I am about to die. Will you please go with me wherever I go after my death? He expected her to answer yes, but to his surprise, she answered, My dear husband, I know you always loved me. You reminded me every day. You are going to die now. Now is the time for me to separate from you. Goodbye, my dear. And she left. Kind of disgusted, he called his second wife to his sick bed and begged her to follow him in death. He said, My dear second wife, you know how I loved you. Sometimes I was afraid you might leave me, but I held on to you strongly. My dear, please come with me. The second wife expressed herself rather coldly. Dear husband, your first wife refused to accompany you after your death. How can I follow you? You loved me for your own selfish sake. And she left. Lying in his deathbed, he called his third wife and asked her to follow him. His third wife replied, with tears in her eyes, My dear, I really feel sad and I pity you. And I feel sad for myself. Therefore, I shall hold great funeral services and accompany you and place you in the grave. And this will be my last duty to you. But I cannot accompany you in death. And she left. Now his three wives had refused to follow him after his death. Now he recalled that there was another wife, his fourth wife, for whom he didn't care for very much. He had treated her like a slave and had always shown her much displeasure with her and ignored her from time and many times. He now thought if he asked her to follow him to death, she certainly would say no. But his loneliness and fear was so severe that he made the effort to ask her to accompany him to the other world. And to his surprise, the fourth wife gladly accepted her husband's request. "My dear husband," she said, "I will go with you. Whatever happens, I am determined to be with you forever. I cannot be separated from you." And this ends the story of a man and of the king and his four wives. And so the Buddha said, he concluded by saying, every man has four wives, every woman has four husbands. What do you think this signifies? The first wife is our body. We love our body day and night. In the morning, we wake up, we wash our face, put on our makeup, put on our nice clothes, designer shoes. We give our body food. We take care of our body like the first wife in this story. But unfortunately, at the end of our life, the body, the first wife, cannot follow us to the next world. And as many of you know, in Renyo's letter on the white ashes, it says, when the last breath leaves our body, the healthy color of the face is transformed and we lose the appearance of radiant life. Our loved ones gather around and lament, but to no avail. When such an event occurs, the body is then sent to an open field and cremated, leaving only the white ashes. This is the destination of our physical body. What is the meaning of the second wife? The second wife stands for our fortune, our material things, our money, property, our cars, our fame, our position, our job that we worked so hard to attain. We are attached to these material possessions. When we are afraid to lose these material things and we wish to possess much more, there is no limit. At the end of our life, these things cannot follow us to death. Whatever fortune we have piled up, we must leave. When we came into this world with empty hands, during our life in this world, we have the illusion that we have obtained a fortune. At death, our hands are empty again. We cannot hold our fortune after our death, just as the second wife told her husband, "You hold me with your ego-centered selfishness. Now it is time to say goodbye." What is meant by the third wife? Everyone has a third wife. This is the relationship between us and our parents, our family, our siblings, all of our relatives, our friends, and society in general. They will go as far as holding funerals and to the graveside with tears in their eyes. They are sympathetic and grieving and saddened, but they will not join us at death. Thus, we cannot depend on our physical body, our material fortune, and our relationships in life. We are born alone, and again we die alone. No one will accompany us after our death. And this brings up the fourth wife. And Shakyamuni mentioned the fourth wife who accompanied her husband after his death. But what does this mean? The fourth wife is what we call ourself, or our ignorance, our foolish nature. When we deeply observe and recognize that our minds are filled with anger, greed, and ignorance, we are having truly a look at our life just the way things are. The anger, greed, dissatisfaction are karma, the law of causation. We cannot be separated from our own karma. As the fourth wife told her dying husband, "I will follow you wherever you go. What we have done in the past affects all in the present and in the future. In this life, the previous lives, and our future lives." How did you like that story? I thought that was a good one. I thought that was a good one. I think Reverend David Fujimoto is going to use that one in the future. But you know, Bon, we celebrate our fourth wife, our karmic connection with our loved ones, past and present. We remember them for all that they have done for us. We reflect on our life, each present moment unrepeatable and thus to be treasured above all else. Let us rededicate ourselves walking this Nembutsu path in joy and gratitude. And for this, things we are truly grateful. Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.